Hello and welcome to the 11th episode in the third season of the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutbutt, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. We are going to be discussing a few different topics over this podcast. Some of them are in relation to other things that we have talked about, and some of them have nothing to do with anything at all, but they are just entertaining AF. That means as fuck. I hate when people go ASF for as fuck. Like, motherfucker, that's what the A stands for in AF. As. You don't need to put the ASF. Like, what the Anyway, let's get on with it. You guys are here for a podcast, so you're going to get yourself a podcast, so let's give them a podcast. Sit back, relax, and away we go! I would like to start this segment off by firstly thanking all of my Spotify listeners. You guys are amazing. In fact, that's where we are primarily listened to, even though we are on iTunes, Apple, all those other fucking podcasting platforms. Thank you guys so much for your consistent and continuous support on Spotify. Now, this last week, Spotify had two artists decide that they were going to pull all of their music from Spotify because of stuff that Joe Rogan had said. Neil Young and some other lady. I can't remember the fucking lady's name. And I looked her up when I saw that she was also following Neil Young and taking all of her music off of Spotify. And she got like, I think it was like one hit song. So like, come on, lady. You're really just hurting yourself. And Neil Young, you're hurting yourself too. That's 60% of your fucking income. You just decided to out of water anymore because they let Joe Rogan post whatever Joe Rogan wanted to post on. Well, here's some fucking facts, alright? There are certain things that you can and cannot say. And if Joe Rogan was saying stuff that was too far-fetched and not easily debunked or proven wrong, then they probably would have pulled the shit down and Joe Rogan would have been fined for doing something wrong. But here's the fucking thing. Joe Rogan has a right to say whatever he wants to say as an American citizen. I mean, yeah, Neil Wright has the right to pull Neil Young. Neil Young has the right to pull down all of his music off Spotify. But, I mean, if you were threatening to do that in order to try to get Joe Rogan to have his podcast pulled, it didn't really help. I'm pretty fucking sure that his viewers listenership has gone up since Neil Young has been like, I'm pulling all my music because I don't like Joe Rogan and what is coming out of his mouth. Really funny how the man who has a heart of gold is being a dick. I mean, that's honestly the only fucking song I remember of Neil Young, and I'm in my 30s. So, I mean, who are you really attacking here, Neil Young? Because it sounds like you're just attacking yourself for pulling your music off because you don't like Joe Rogan. And here's another thing people don't fucking think about. If you don't like somebody, you don't like a podcast, for instance, don't fucking listen to it. It's pretty goddamn easy. Neil Young acted like a big fucking baby. That's what it comes down to. He acted like a big fucking baby, and he's like, I don't like what the Joe Rogan says on his podcast, so I'm pulling all five of my songs off of Spotify. Well, thanks for clearing up room for us, Neil Young. Let's get some more segments going. Bonuses! How fucking awesome is it to get a bonus at work? man, when you work at a fucking place and you get a bonus, it is probably like one of the best feelings ever to get a bonus from your job when you've been busting your ass all year long. You have worked through the COVID pandemic. You've worked through being so fucking short-staffed that there's like 6 fucking people on the employee list. And had to close by yourself multiple fucking times and just all this fun stuff. Getting a bonus is so fucking cool. So I was stoked to find out that my job, Natural Grocers, was going to be giving everybody a $275 bonus. That was full time. So, and then we get told, several days before payday, that since we were so short-staffed that we're going to get an extra 10% on top of that $275 bonus. So, we ended up getting about, let's see here, $75, $275 plus about $90 per person. Takes it up to $365. $365 it was our bonus. We had a $365 bonus added to our paychecks. And then we had $335 fucking dollars taken out in taxes and fees. $335 of our $365 was taken for fucking taxes, which left our bonus of $275 to be an actual bonus of $30 fucking dollars. You don't give people bonuses and then tax the entire amount of the bonus. That's not a bonus, you dumb fucks. You piece of shit motherfuckers at corporate office for fucking Natural Grocers are dirty, disgusting motherfuckers. I am sick and fucking tired of this goddamn place and the bullshit that they've been fucking pulling while making themselves look like they're so fucking great. That's one of my fucking biggest pet goddamn peeves, is being lied to and being taken advantage of. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. We were all lied to and told we were going to get some great fucking bonus. And then we got $30 of this fucking $365 bonus. We got $35 fucking dollars of it. I am working hard towards that downhill spiral of boycotting Natural Grocers because they're a bunch of bullshit with their fucking corporate offices in fucking Colorado. You stupid assholes don't give two fucking shits about your hourly employees who don't live directly right by your fucking headquarters that you can't pop in every single fucking day and say, "Hi, Greg, how you doing?" That doesn't fucking happen. You guys don't give fucking two shits about anybody who actually is struggling to fucking survive while working for your goddamn company. So, if you do shop at a Natural Grocer's, maybe you should find somewhere else to shop, because they really don't have the best prices around. They don't. That's a fact. I've looked around at all the other stores, and Natural Grocer's has some of the highest prices around. I dare you to fucking look, and you can get all your supplements and shit and vitamins and shit at other fucking places at a way cheaper fucking price. Natural Grocers is not what they say they are. Thank you for listening. Let's get on to the next segment. So, as I've mentioned before, I have taken the dive into becoming a tattoo artist, and been doing it for about 6 months now. I've done quite a few tattoos. I have not hit my 50 mark yet, but gonna get there. The one issue I'm having right now is that not everybody, but a lot of people hear that I'm doing tattoos, and then they're like, hey, could I get a free tattoo? I'm like, yeah, sure, why don't you send me an idea of what you want? And then they send me this $500-$600 piece. They're like, I've wanted this for a while, could you do it? Why don't you back the fuck up there, okay? Don't ever go to somebody who is starting out as tattooing and ask them for a fucking intricate piece. Just don't do it. I mean, it's not too hard to follow a stencil. It's not too hard to replicate something. Like, for one of my tattoos, the stencil for my monkey face on my totem pole. By the time I got to the monkey face after doing the bear face, the inside of the monkey face had wiped off, so I had to hold my leg a certain way and put the stencil the same way I was looking at my tattoo and match what I was doing. And luckily, it fucking turned out fantastic. So, I mean, it's really not that hard. However, when somebody is doing a free tattoo, why don't you shoot yourself for, I don't know, maybe like a $50 to $100 tattoo? At most, when you're gonna ask somebody that you don't even fucking know for this tattoo, you definitely don't fucking tell them you can do whatever you want. I trust you, you're the artist, and then they show you something and they're like, oh no, could you change this? Could you do this one different? No, because your dumbass isn't looking at the fucking design, and if we add that in it, it's gonna muddy up every fucking thing, and then there's gonna be so many fucking lines, you're gonna be like, what the fuck is this? So no, we can't. Especially when we were doing a fucking black and gray. Like, you want that? And with those lines on there, you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. If you want a completely different tattoo, then say it. Say something. But don't ever go to a fucking person who's starting out as tattoo and they're not even in the shop yet. And they're going, hey, I can come to your house and do tattoos for free. For a portfolio. I'm not charging you for the tattoo. What do you want? Don't fucking come at him with a $500-$600 piece, because you're not going to fucking get it. You're not going to get it. So I told you guys I'd look it up for a future podcast, and I did it. It really wasn't. I thought it was going to be a more interesting story, to be quite honest, but I told you I was going to cover it, so I'm going to cover it, and I'm going to do the best as I can to drag it out. Batman is here, Dick, to help you. So calm down, quit stuttering, alright, because there's a show called The Golden Palace, and it was, dropped the Golden Girls, and it was a good show, but it didn't last, because it wasn't the Golden Girls. Thanks for that, Batman. Yeah, no, you're welcome, Dick. We can move on to the next segment now. It's only been like less than a fucking minute. That's okay, Dick. We don't need to tell nobody that. They won't even realize it, because the next segment's gonna be so awesome that it's just gonna be like, oh, what's going on here? Alright, let's tell them why the show actually got canceled. Alright, the show got canceled because it proved that B. Arthur was needed for this show. The premises of the show, the Golden Girls, once B decided to leave the show, they decided to try to carry on the show, and they only had one 24 episode season, which Hulu added. The reason I didn't see it before was because they just added it January 10th, 2022. So this year, 21 days ago, they added it. So even if you watch one episode a day, you still wouldn't be done with it right now. But anyway, I watched like 4 or 5 in a day, so I got done with it pretty quick. And was really hoping I was going to be able to track down a season 2, season 3. But CBS decided to cancel The Golden Palace after one season, because B. Arthur was one of the main people that people watched the show for. And honestly, I didn't even realize it until I watched Golden Palace. That, yeah, Dorothy was the main character for that show, with Blanche and Rose, and even Sophia being supporting characters for what Dorothy was going through. And yeah, there were some episodes that focused more on Rose, and some that focused on Blanche, and some that focused on Sophia. But for the main person that brought everything back together at the beginning and at the end of the episode was always B. Arthur and Dorothy. So I can see with having her not there how the show wouldn't run that long. I did see, and I haven't watched this episode yet. I know I just said that I finished it in a day, but I didn't finish it because I didn't want to finish it when I saw there's only one season. But anyway, there is an episode, or two episodes, maybe even three, where B. Arthur did decide to come back and do it. But I really feel like Don Cheadle and Cheech Marin really got, you know, the shaft. I really feel like they could have maybe even tried to do a spinoff show with them, where they went and tried to run their own restaurant, maybe, and some antics ensued. It could have been great. But anyway, that is what happened to the Golden Palace. You can check it out on Hulu. I don't know when or if they're going to take it off, but there it is. And let's get on to the next segment.
Wait, Dick, I didn't get to say what I wanted to say.
I'm pretty sure you said enough, Batman.
Next segment's mine, asshole.
So it's finally fucking happened. Finally fucking happened. After we had all those fucking Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, that shit is changed now. It was only a matter of time before they started going after candy characters. That's right, candy characters. Like Eminem. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a group of people trying to change the green Eminem. Because she is too sexual.
You're joking. Dick, you've got to be joking. You can't be serious right now.
No, seriously, look at this. Look at this article right here.
Oh, shit. They're not joking. They're seriously about that?
Yeah, like, they seriously think that the green M&M is too sexual, so they are going to do what they can to change her, maybe? Try to? I really fucking hope that they don't. They better not touch her. Like, seriously, just leave the fucking M&Ms alone. They've been the M&Ms like that for as long as I can fucking remember. Ever since the green M&M came out, she was a girl. Alright? If you change her, I swear to Christ, I will punt kick every M&M employee. Okay, not every M&M employee. Every M&M corporate employee in the balls. I will punt kick you. And punt kicks are harder than when you want to kick off, because you know you're dropping that fucker and you got to do it quick and hard. So just know that this punt kick is gonna hurt.
Punt kick. That's funny. Is that like a cunt punt?
No, Badman. That is, well, actually, yeah, kind of. Uh-huh.
Oh my god, Dick. What were we talking about? I'm pretty fucking stoned.
What?
What were we talking about? I am pretty fucking stoned.
I'm pretty fucking stoned too, dude. This weed's pretty fucking good.
No, but what were we talking about?
Talking about how stoned we are, I think.
No, Dick, we were just talking about something. And it was something important.
Oh, it was M&M's.
Oh my god. Thank god my brain was about to explode. Alright, yeah. You know, if they change the M&M for being a girl, how long before they take the vagina out of the apple pies?
I'm sorry. What the fuck did you just say?
How long before they take the vaginas out of the apple pies?
I don't know if I want to touch this one. Batman, what are you... Batman, what are you talking about?
You don't know about the vaginas inside the apple pies? I was watching this movie and this guy, I didn't realize that they had these, but he would climbed on top of a table and was doing it with a hot apple pie.
Oh my fucking god. Batman, that movie is so fucking old. You just now recently saw it, and you think that... Oh my god.
What do you mean, movie? I thought I was watching a documentary.
Oh my fucking god.
Batman, I don't even know what the fuck to say to this. I don't know where the fuck, how the fuck this just took that turn, but we were talking about the green M&M being too sexual. But I mean, nobody ever talks about, you know, the vaginas inside of the apple pies, and they sell apple pies everywhere. Like, they even got pocket apple pies. You can put it in your pocket, warm it up, crack it open, crank one off. What the fuck, Batman? Are you fucking kidding me right now? I don't. I'm done. I'm leaving.
But Dick, where are you going, Dick? I can't finish this by myself. I need a hand. That guy.
Alright, well, that is going to wrap up Season 3, Episode 11 for the Hijinx TV Podcast. It has been so much fun bringing you another entertaining episode, and we will be back next Monday with our 12th episode. You know what? We might possibly do a bonus episode later this week. So, any bonus episodes that I do put out, though, they are going to be a little bit shorter to give you more time to listen to it before the next Monday's episode, if that makes sense. So anytime I put out a bonus episode, it's going to be like half the length of an actual episode, so you can listen to it quickly, because it's going to be a bonus episode. So we might have a bonus episode later this week. Set your reminders anytime I post a new podcast, whatever you're listening to it on. If it's Spotify, if it's Apple, if it's iTunes, if it's any of those fucking podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts, and I can't remember how many I'm on, but there's a lot. Anyway, you guys make sure to fucking share to your Facebook. That's what I was trying to get out of my mouth. Share to your Facebook. Share to your Instagram. Share to your TikTok. Share to your wherever you can share to. Reddit. There's so many places that you can share the link to my podcast. Get the word out there. Help spread the word. We're gonna hit as many countries this year as we can before I die. Let's get it. Let's go. All right, we'll see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.